The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon. Fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Rolene, what are the main stories today? You sound very stressed, by the way.
I'm not stressed at all, okay. But let's talk about the main stories.
Yes.
Happening in Israel. Okay, so one of the top stories is that Hamas, well, the IDF have warned that Hamas may spark another war in the south, and this is to try and gain more international support. And, you know, unfortunately, the issues with the Palestinians have started to become irrelevant within the international community, and we can see this with the Warsaw Conference, where the focus is mainly on Iran and Iran's hegemony in the area and their ever-encroaching control in places like Syria. In fact, it was the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, today who said that the only way to settle the region is to confront Iran. Now, Hamas or the IDF have warned that groups like Islamic Jihad, who are under the control of Hamas, because even though Hamas may not be firing rockets, they still control the Gaza Strip, and they still control the elements within the Gaza Strip. So the IDF have warned that they might start with attacks on the border to try and spark either international sympathy or for international money to come into the beleaguered strip. And I can't say that this is much of a surprise, because we are also in an election season, which makes the world focus more on who's going to be the next prime minister. Will it be Bibi? Will he be voted out? And very, very little coverage or interest shown towards the Palestinians. So we wouldn't be surprised, but we are prepared for any eventuality.
The mind boggles, Rolene. I still can't get my head around it. I mean, are we believing what we want to believe, or why is there no resistance at all? Why are people willing to be used as pawns in some political game? I mean, surely the person living in Gaza does not want to have his home blown up by the IDF.
But that's the issue. The average person living in Gaza doesn't want this. However, the average person in Gaza cannot control Hamas or the Islamic Jihad. They really literally live under the thumb of these terror entities who do control the strip. You know, the problem is we don't have a democratic situation there where there are parties that can electioneer who they can vote for, because any political competition is squashed out by Hamas.
And what happens if we're just wrong? What happens if there is 90% support for Hamas and they're quite happy that a war started? We just won't know, like you say.
Well, you know, unfortunately, we will be the ones dealing with the repercussions of that. But I think the average Palestinian has had enough. They don't want this constant tit for tat. They don't want this constant violence. They would actually just like to live their lives, have a job, support their family, pay their bills, eat at the end of the day without worrying with this terrible totalitarian power that controls them.
Yeah. Rolene, talk to us about the Warsaw Summit. What are the updates coming out of there?
Well, some of the updates coming out of Warsaw, as I just mentioned, the Secretary of State, Mark Pompeo, saying that the only way to deal with Iran is to eventually confront them. And we've heard from the Vice President Pence as well today, because the summit is co-sponsored by the U.S. and Poland, hence it's in Warsaw, the capital of Poland. But Mark Pence, the Deputy President or Vice President of the United States, also saying that he actually appeals to the European Union or to European Union countries to withdraw from the Iranian nuclear treaty, saying that this is a country that is trying to initiate another Holocaust. And, you know, I have to remind our listeners that it's not just Israel that is in the line of sight of Iranian ballistic missiles or nukes. It is also Europe, and it's also the Gulf countries, which is why we see so many of them gathered in Warsaw to discuss this and to discuss the way forward. And it's definitely agreed upon that we have a common enemy. The enemy is Iran. And while we're talking about possible provocation from elements within the Gaza Strip, we can't forget that they are sponsored proxies proxies of Iran. So, you know, we need to take this into consideration and take into consideration the creeping power that Iran has in the Middle East.
Raleena, I quote when we do our news roundup in the first hour, I generally look at Russia Today only because it comes at things from a very different angle. They had a really interesting story today where they were speaking about this exact conference, stating that very junior delegations had been sent from the most important European countries, i.e. Germany, France, and the UK. I found that really interesting. I don't know if that's been publicized in Israel. Are you aware that junior delegations have been sent as opposed to full?
Well, this is coming from Russia Today, and we must remember that Russia is not present at this conference, and I would hardly call the Vice President of the United States or the Special Envoy or the Secretary of State, you know, junior cabinet ministers. I wouldn't call the Foreign Minister of Oman, you know, a junior minister. I think that It's almost a kind of propaganda. It's almost like a kind of propagandic type of language. So I wouldn't take that very, very seriously. You know, while we don't have Federica Mogherini, we don't have Russia present, and we most certainly don't have Iran present, we do have foreign ministers and other high-ranking ministers from other countries.
Interesting take. Okay, and then finally today, exiled Iranian Shah, one day Iran and Israel will be allies.
Well, this is very, very interesting. So the Crown Prince, or the exiled Shah Reza Pahlavi, he's the grandson of the original Shah that was exiled out of Iran. Now, what is interesting is that many found his grandfather to be a despot, which is why we had the revolution. However, the revolution didn't exactly bring in a democratic-loving entity, you know, led by the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, or Khamenei, however you want to pronounce it, brought in this regime that's extremely, extremely fanatical, dictatorial, and Reza Pahlavi saying that he hopes there will come a time, and he thinks it's pretty soon, that Iranians will push out the Ayatollahs and this current regime and bring in a democratic regime. And he says that relations between Israel as well as any other country that respects him will be favorable and will be friendly indeed.
And that's where we leave it for the week. Shabbat Shalom. Thanks for being with us this week. And
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Back
Shabbat
on Monday.
Shalom, Kath.